Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend by Linda Sanders, is the touching story of Dylan, the golden retriever therapy dog who has helped so many. Linda carries on Dylan's work with this book, with touching photos and heartfelt, unadorned prose, sometimes humorous, sometimes stark and uncompromising. She reveals the depth and power of interspecies communication, bonding, and support. Dylan's veterinarian, Dr. Ann Wildstone, describes the book as life-affirming, funny, touching, makes one cry, surprising, informative, and healing. A book that makes you smile between some tears. With deep psychological insight and inspired prose, Linda breathes new life into Dylan's legacy. Linda recently retired after working 50 years in demanding private and public sector management positions. Although she succeeded in finding time for creative pursuits of music and theater, as well as carrying out her personal mission to ease people's suffering in any small way she could, it was only after she retired that she found the time to write her first musical comedy, Living the Island Life, and her first book, You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend. And Linda Sanders is our guest on This Week in America. Linda, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a story you tell about Dylan, and it's right. You sometimes cry, you sometimes laugh out loud as you're understanding the story, as you're looking at the wonderful pictures you have in the book. Give me the background on this book. How did this whole begin, the whole thing begin? I understand it was a number of years before when you first got an idea of documenting what was happening with Dylan and then writing the book. What was the inspiration? How long did this process take for you?
Well, actually, I started writing the book a little bit when all kinds of people were taking photographs of him, including myself. And I started keeping the photos and thought, well, maybe one day I'll put them together. But then when Dylan was working, it was back in the 1990s. And there were very few therapy dogs at the time. But by the time I got around to retiring, therapy dogs were all over the place, thank goodness, because they do a lot of good work. Oh, but yes. I thought, who wants to hear about a therapy dog now from like 30 years ago? but until I was asked for a picture of a certain picture of Dylan from my dog's current vet, Dr. Nancy Crowley, I sent her the picture she was interested in, and she said, oh, you must write a book. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, this is old news now. She says, no, it isn't. Not with these relationships showing this connection with Dylan and people. So I did it. I said, okay, I'm retired. Nancy Crowley says, who sees animals all the time, she's an incredible veterinarian in the area. And so I thought, well, okay. So that's what prompted me to do it.
And the finished product is touching so many people in so many different ways, different responses as they read the remarkable story of Dylan. The book is You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend by Linda Sanders, our guest on the program. That's S-A-N-D-E-R-S. If you're Googling, book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you information as we go through the program today. Now that you've written the book, first time published author, looking back on it, talk about what it was like, and did you feel you achieved the goal? In reading the reviews, you're touching people in a very positive way and getting them thinking about relationships with animals and how we can rely, for example, the therapy dogs in this particular case. What's this been like for you writing the book?
Well, it brought back a lot of memories, that's yes. for sure. And actually, I wasn't really goal-driven when I wrote the book. It felt more like a story I needed to tell, Dylan's story. And he was remarkable. Not that all dogs to me and animals are remarkable, but Dylan was hypersensitive and a natural to train. And I trained him by what people needed. I could see what people needed. I gave him signals. I pointed to the person if it's in a group, just subtly, and he went to the person and took over. I mean, that's how natural he was at really loving people.
When did you realize that Dylan had these special qualities? How did that happen when you realized he really has this way of bonding with people? And as you read the stories, you look at the pictures, it bonds in different ways with different people. He seems to be a master at assessing the situation and then responding accordingly. When did you realize Dylan was something special?
When I first met Dylan and his litter mates, I picked him up and he looked directly into my eyes at me without looking away or fidgeting like most new puppies do. So it became pretty immediately clear to me that he would make an excellent service dog. But by that time, I already loved him. So after taking him home, I began researching on ways he could be of service where I didn't have to give him up. So I was a little selfish about that. So that's when I studied what therapy dogs are doing, mostly in Europe back at that time. There weren't that many on this side of the ocean as there are now. And so that's what I did, but not having an organization here until later. We joined Therapy Dogs International. But before that time, I just trained him on my hand signals and what people needed and where to go, and he took over. So I think that when I went to took him to get his credentials, he had to be tested to be a member of Therapy Dogs International. The judge told me afterwards that she thinks I overtrained him. And I said, well, I didn't know what I was doing. So I overtrained him, I guess, but I trained him to do what people needed. And the love came from him. I didn't train him how to love everybody.
Well, it trained him so well. You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend by Linda Sanders, our guest on the program, book available wherever books are sold. I love the story in there with Dondi. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yes.
Really, really made Dylan the official town hall dog. And she said, whenever I seemed to need him, he was always there. Talk about that. He sort of ruled the workplace, didn't he?
He did. Yep. I was asked to go and manage the small town we were in for a while. And I went and met with the board of selectmen and said, you know, I need to have Dylan with me because, you know, we're members of the American Red Cross. Sometimes we're called to go out. And I said, I'd be happy to help you out until you find a town administrator. But they said, oh, no, Dylan is better behaved than my grandchildren is what I so he became the town hall dog because I worked as the town manager there.
Yeah, and Dondi said, you know, it's amazing because he seems to relate better than many human beings could with the interpersonal connection that he had there. Talk about that. He seemed, did he ever meet anybody he really wasn't fond of?
No, unless you smelled of drugs or alcohol.
Oh, okay, good, good.
And then he didn't dislike you. He just backed off and he wouldn't come near you.
Fascinating Dylan brought to life. The work continues through what Linda is doing with the book. The book is You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend. Great pictures you have in the book. And something that's amazing is in different pictures, you see Dylan at different levels. He really went to the level that made the person he was comforting seem comfortable, didn't he, in those circumstances?
Yes.
You see him in a wheelchair if he needed to be at the proper level to communicate.
Absolutely. Once I started putting Hospital Johnnies on him, people loved it. So he became one of them. So he wore a Johnny once in a while and rode in a wheelchair when, especially in the Alzheimer's unit, people loved to wheel him around in the wheelchair. And then they would, if they came back without the wheelchair and Dylan, the nurses or I would go look for where they left him.
What an, what an amazing story. And the pictures do so much as well as the prose in getting the story out there about Dylan and the impact that Dylan had. Who is this book designed for? As you're looking at it, young people would be very impressed with this relationship with Dylan. Us older people love the story and the personal history that develops between Dylan and those that he's working with. Was there an age bracket you had in mind as you were writing this?
No, not at all. Humans.
Yeah, humans, okay, very good. Very good. Put that at the top in the page where it's described in Amazon, just humans. This book is designed for humans. I mentioned before the depth and the power of interspecies communication, bonding, and support. Talk about that, because you've seen that firsthand. You've lived that with your connection with Dylan and seeing him interact with others. Talk about that interspecies communication, because there really is such a thing, isn't there?
There really is. I mean, I had a sense of it before. I've loved animals for as long as I could remember. Dogs and cats and horses for sure. But then I fell in love with elephants, but that's a whole nother story. But anyway, I'll just tell you an example rather than trying to explain it. There was one person who she couldn't, normally he would sit in a chair next to the bed and hold hands or whatever the patient wanted. But this one lady couldn't get out of bed and had the side bars up so she wouldn't fall, and she was very frail, and she wanted Dylan in bed with her. And I said, oh no, that he might just by accident roll over and hurt you, you know, break a bone or something. And she was adamant, no, he won't. And then Dylan looked at me like, no. So I said, okay, I put him in bed with her, and I stood there and watched. Normally, I just left the room so that the relationship could be between him and the patient or the person he was with. But I hung around and watched for a few minutes just to be sure. But they were right. He was very careful. And so I left so them to their own relationship. I think that was part of the big benefit to this, is that I didn't insert myself so that the patients didn't feel they had to carry on a conversation with me. As soon as he was with them, I left them because I knew I could trust him.
And you see that in the pictures, that the way that whoever is there with Dylan, looking at Dylan looking back at them. There's a photo there with Larry, who's sitting in a wheelchair, and Larry suddenly, well, you tell the story because it's a fascinating story. And again, talks about this bond between Larry and Dylan.
Yes, well, Larry was still grieving all of the dogs that he's had in his life, and they were all gone. And Dylan came along, and I said, okay, we're going to have to do a little psychological healing here. So I led Dylan to take over and not just love Larry, but look at him and really connect deeply. And it was, I think the caption, I don't have the book in front of me. I think the caption that I made was something like, yes, Larry was calling him all the names of all the dogs he's ever had in his life, I think. And Dylan was, yes, I'm here. We're all here. And Larry just, after he had a good cry, just calmed down, and you could see it was like he could take a deep breath. It was just very magical.
What has this done for you that's interesting? We talk about Dylan and the relationship. You're there. You see the results of what you were able to do in terms of training and understanding the special qualities that Dylan had. What was this whole experience like for you, being part of the Dylan experience?
Well, I felt honored enough to even know, meet Dylan, and then to live with him and to... I trained him silly things too, you know, how to do silly things too. And but I used to visit hospitals and nursing homes whenever I had a chance. And because there were people who were just alone, totally alone and not feeling well. And I helped a little bit, but when Dylan took over, he helped a lot, you know. They didn't have to talk with a human being. They could just hug them, tell them whatever they wanted to. Their secrets were safe. He cuddled. You know, he was like a live teddy bear.
What a remarkable story. And that legacy continues with this book, You and the Sunshine Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend by Linda Sanders. This is a new edition. It's such a touching book. The pictures, and again, you'll be smiling through your tears as you go from one story to another in recapturing the life of Dylan through Linda. You mentioned grieving before. And you've been close with animals all of your lives. It's something animal lovers go through, and sometimes we get over it. Sometimes we never get over it. Talk about grieving, what you went through with Dylan, what you go through with animals, and how maybe help us get through those difficult times when we lose a very important part of our family.
Well, I certainly have done my share of grieving over the animals and people too. It's not just the animals.
Yes.
But the animals are closer to me than any people, because I'm pretty much of a recluse myself. So, but I do love people too. In general, I love them. But losing a pet, losing someone so close, especially as close as Dylan, I was going to go off and grieve for as long as I needed to until, you know, I still had to keep working until my secretary came into my office and said, so-and-so, I forgot her name, the president of the Red Cross chapter at the time, heard that Dylan died and wants to know when his service is. And I said, what? I was going to go off and grieve by myself. And then I understood that everybody knew him. The whole community knew him, and he wasn't just mine to grieve. So I agreed to have a service for him so everybody could be there, and that's what we did.
Well, once again, you were in the position of sharing Dylan with so many people that she touched and family members that she touched, and they're asking if they can come to the service, and when is the service? You said something there that was interesting as well, and we all seem to go through this. We have daily personal contact all day long. Sometimes we're tired of talking to a human at the end of the day. Sometimes we don't have a real good day, and we go home, and we just want to be by ourselves. Talk about the comfort you got in when you would go through days and want to just escape, and you had Dylan, you have animals at home now that you go to. How important is that? They don't know what we've gone through during the day, do they? If we made big mistakes or if we made no mistakes, they're just loving.
That's right. You've got it, Rick. They are just loving. Unless they've been wounded, and then they need some special attention to get their loving out there. But I have a puppy right now, Chase. He's one, and he loves everybody. Everybody. And I keep thinking, oh no, he's going to annoy them. He wants to be picked up, but no, he doesn't annoy them, and he gets picked up, and he's a love bug, and Dylan was not like that. Dylan was more reserved, loving but reserved. So he had to be invited to like snuggle into someone in their hospital bed, which is a good thing. but I couldn't take Chase to do any hospital work because he'd want to sleep with everybody and cuddle with.
Well, so, unique personalities. I love that in animals. And this book is so well written. Linda Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, You and the Sunshine, Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend. This is the new edition specifically that we are talking about. I mentioned retired. You had a chance to write your first musical comedy, Living the Island Life. How is retirement going for you? And how is it now? What's it like to have time to actually follow through on some projects you don't have work in the way?
Well, it feels good, except that I keep creating more projects than I can keep up with. You know, I have a couple of books in the works right now that I go back and forth because they're very different. One is a funny shorter funny book about an authoritative guide to and standards for being a card carrying hermit and what to do. You know, and it's I'm going to look for a sketch artist to for that one. But for instance, there are rules if you're going to be a card carrying hermit. If you're living in society, which I recommend against, but if you happen to and even want to get married, you must take separate vacation, separate honeymoons. You know, so silly things like that. And then the other book that I'm in the process of is very serious, and it will turn out to be a mystery, but it's about the human predicament, about being born and knowing you will die. And my working title is Born to Die, and what that does to our psyches, knowing that this is temporary, and the psychological defenses we build up, and how to forget about it until it's too late, and then we wonder why, what's going on. So,
well, both of those, I hope you progress with those, and we have a chance to talk about those. The second book there, looking at, okay, we're born, now it's going to end at some point, and having that in the back of so many of us, in the back of our minds as we go through life with that. And then hermiting is never a bad thing, so I would like to talk about that as as well.
Want to be a hermit. My goodness, you're very out there, Rick.
Well, I'm here and I'm talking to a TV screen. So I'm not really, the extent of our interpersonal relationship will end in about 30 seconds. So that, and you're far away. You're in a TV screen now and I'm in a TV screen for you. So we can coexist that way in our hermiting world. But this book is such a delightful read. You and the Sunshine, Dylan, The Life and Times of a Caring Friend by Linda Sanders, book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and Mainspring Books, their website mainspringbooks.com, making your stories come to life. I thank them for arranging our conversation with Linda today. Linda, it's been a pleasure. Time has gone by too quickly. What a remarkable story, your life with Dylan, and now sharing that with everybody as his legacy lives on. Thank you for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again with the other books. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Rick. It was a pleasure for me as well.
It was fun. And once again, Linda Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, the link to You and the Sunshine, Dylan, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.